acting with an accent, stage dialect instruction by David Alan Stern, Farsi, or the Persian or Iranian accent. Most of the tapes in this series begin by considering the resonance or the tone focus of the target accent or dialect. For the Farsi, as is the case with Arabic and several of the others, we must start in a different place by considering the resonance or the stress pattern of the accent. The most important point in the Farsi accent is that every syllable is a stressed syllable. There is no such thing as an unstressed syllable. Now, if I were to switch to the standard American English pattern, as I've just switched to it, you would see that we have a constant alternation between stressed and unstressed syllables, as in the word alternation, which in the Farsi would be alternation. And in the phrase standard American English pattern, each word has that one most dominant syllable in it. But in the Farsi, I would say standard American English pattern. There is in this accent every syllable taking a degree of distress. Of course, there will still be some syllables which occasionally will be stressed more than others, but still, instead of stress and unstress, you must think of this as being rather heavy stress and lightly stressed syllables. Before we even do the exercises, I must warn you that this is not a staccato pattern. It is not a papapam, prum, a very sharp staccato pattern like the Hindi and the Pakistani and Bengali and some of the others. Instead, you want to think of this as a steady and even pattern, where every syllable establishes itself for a period of time, rather than than that very staccato pattern that sometimes establishes itself in other Asian accents in the subcontinent. Let us look at the pattern by counting first. And do not worry about other pronunciations and other characteristics of the accent. Listen to me counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. These are single syllables, but still you hear that steady, even pattern of stress. 1, 2, 3, 4. You do not have the drop-off you sometimes have. 1, 2, 3, 4 in the standard American pattern, or the upward inflection. 1, 2, 3 that you sometimes have in British. But 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, not 7 with one stressed and one unstressed, but 7, 8, 9, 10. No. It is when we get to the multisyllabic words that this stress pattern is more evident. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and even more up into the 20s, 21, 22, 23. Now, let me count some of these and you repeat after. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. Because of this basic stress principle, there are certain things that happen in this style of accent that do not happen in English. Every aspect of the word is pronounced. Words are fully pronounced. Some words in English tend to be truncated. For example, the words that end in A-L-L-Y. Sometimes in American English we'll say actually, basically, historically. Even though the word, when pronounced really fully, actually, basically. Now, even that little hidden syllable will take a full syllable stress in the Farsi. Actually, basically, historically. Also, there are many other classifications of words in English, which I call the I principles. Words where various vowels sort of degenerate into I. Capital. Special. Independent. Several. All sorts of things, which we'll go over now and look at words where instead of throwing away that syllable, it is pronounced more in keeping with the way it is spelled. Capital. Special. Guarantee. Muslim. Independent. Several. There were several independent Muslim states. Also, many words with O in a prefix, which in English would be pronounce, provision, pronounce, provision. Many times an E, a short E, will be pronounced as a short E in this style, whereas it would degenerate into an E in English. M-E-N-T, for example. Movement, movement. Government, EST and ED words, not sweetest, highest, planted, seated, sweetest, highest, planted, seated, and words ending in ION, which sometimes we'll say shin, conservation, etc. Conservation, instruction, reaction. So, in many cases, a full pronunciation of parts of the word which may degenerate into a short vowel in the American English pattern. Now, the next feature of the stress rhythm pitch pattern in the Farsi is a relative monotone, as opposed to the British dialect, which sometimes tends to inflect upward, and the American dialect, which frequently tends to inflect downward. In the Farsi, there is very little change in pitch. Go back and listen to the comments that I have been making from the beginning of this step, and you will basically find very much of an even one note repetition of the sound rather than up down pa 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 pam pa 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 pam. The American pattern dee da dum dum dee da da dee da 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 dee da da da. Whereas the Farsi, di tum tum, di ta tum tum, tum 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 tum, basically on the same level all the time. Now, This is not to say that there is going to be one and only one pitch in the Farsi, but it is to say that you will not have the inflected rising and falling. You can't change pitch with a phrase, basically, the way we do when we want to stress words in English. You can, however, take a whole phrase up in pitch to stress it, and another phrase down in pitch to stress it. And this way, you can keep from having absolutely everything on one syllable all the time, which would get a little bit boring. Again, remember, for purposes of the stage or films, we do not want to take all of the flexibility away from this. You can also stress words rather than taking them up in pitch by elongation. For example, without elongation, I would say, if it were done, when it is done, then it were well, it were done quickly. But if I want to stress some words, I could go, if it were done, when it is done, then it were well, it were done quickly. So, between the two components of being able to elongate and being able to take a whole phrase up in pitch when you want to stress it, you have two features which can easily go together to help you keep away from being totally boring and one-dimensional in the production of this accent. One final warning is to avoid the staccato upward inflections. If it were done when it is done, then it were well, it were done quickly. The upward inflections at the ends of phrases that you sometimes have again on the subcontinent in the Hindi, Pakistani, etc. Remember that we are dealing here with what I was calling before an even, steady pattern of sound production. There is one other feature which we will consider in greater detail on the other side of the tape when we are talking about consonant pronunciations, and that is the fact that in the Farsi, much more so than in any other pattern that is considered in this series, you will find the tendency to insert extra vowels between consonants in consonant clusters, like not clusters, but clusters, clusters, almost an extra syllable. This is something else which is very much integrated into the rhythm and stress characteristics that we are considering here. Let me take for one moment just a short piece of the Gettysburg Address and apply all of the things we have been talking about here to it. 47 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, not 47 years ago, no inflection, ba-ba-ba-bum, brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty. No, brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. No, we are engaged, not now, we are engaged, again, no inflection, no unstressed, we are engaged, no, we are engaged in a great civil war, not testing whether that nation or any nation, bum, 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 that nation or any nation so conceived And so dedicated, not dedicated, with one stress, dedicated, dedicated, can long endure. This is now the end of first lesson.